USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A group of 36 states and Washington, D.C. is suing Google, alleging the company's control over its Android app store violates antitrust law, opening a new front in regulators' attempts to rein in the search giant. The lawsuit, filed in a California federal court, is the third by state attorneys generals to target the company for alleged antitrust violations. Rescue teams that have searched for 2 weeks for any survivors in the rubble of a collapsed Florida condo are now focused on recovering the bodies. Lieutenant Governor of Florida, Jeanette Nunez, joins Fox News to discuss the recovery efforts.
There's been no noise picked up by all the technology that they've been using. Unfortunately, there has been no survivors to date.
Rescuers have recovered the bodies of 46 people, while 94 remain missing. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva held a press conference on Wednesday to provide details on the largest drug bust in the L.A. Sheriff Department's history. The operation took place on June 8th this year and seized over 30,000 pounds of marijuana and had over 100 arrests. Lancaster, California Mayor Rex Parris emphatically states what he believes will come if the cartels keep operating these illegal marijuana grows.
This is the cartels. We are very, very close to being driving down the freeway and seeing bodies hanging from the overpasses.
Temporary fencing around the U.S. Capitol is expected to be brought down as early as Friday. Non-scalable fencing was put up around the perimeter following the attack on January 6th. U.S. Capitol Police telling Hill staffers the removal will conclude in 3 days, weather permitting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is wanting more corporate tax dollars.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is expected to press her G20 counterparts for a global minimum corporate tax rate above the 15% floor to which 130 countries, just last week, agreed to. The specific rate and potential exemptions are among issues still to be determined. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Dallas is marking the fifth anniversary of a shooting which left five police officers dead. Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia telling family members at a memorial ceremony on Wednesday, the officers will always be remembered.
I understand that there's a hole in your heart that's never going to be filled. And for that, my heart goes out to each and every one of you. But please know this, that your husband, your son, your brother, your dad died a hero because he was unafraid of the darkness.
Garcia reflecting, saying he will never be able to forget watching the 2016 police killing on the TV in California.
I remember the myriad of texts and phone calls to my fellow officers, not only in San Jose, but throughout the country, and I wept. I can assure you, Dallas, you were not alone that day, and not alone today.
Game 2 of the NBA Finals set to take place Thursday night in Phoenix, Arizona, where the Suns hold a 1-0 lead over the Milwaukee Bucks. Tip-off set for just after 9 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.